Yeah.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Tumi and this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We have the meeting between Trump and Putin of the radio industry. Everybody groans when we get together and they're like, they can't be up to anything good. No.
And we don't meet at your house or my house. We go to a neutral place.
Yes.
We go to the studio. This is Sweden right now.
Yes, exactly. Surrender
to my dark side.
You would have liked that on two levels.
Michael, we have a decent show. I am back. And boy, do I have some stories to tell. If you have an Instagram account or a child that has a name, you know those ones? Well, mate, I have seen some doozies. I have some stories. And also, if you've ever been on a plane, okay? You know my topics I like to...
Chock-a-block.
You know my topics I like to cover? That's all in the show today.
Coming up later this hour, there's been a perfect sort of summation of Mount Gambier as a town. Someone has, like, put it all together just perfectly. It's a beautiful summary in one page.
Amazing.
Mount Gambier.
Amazing.
Like a snapshot.
Yeah.
Coming up in 15 minutes time, Mitch. There's something here on the Limestone Coast that we have to license, and I don't understand why.
Okay.
And I want to talk about it.
Is it these two guns?
No.
All right, coming up next. I'm back.
It's like a BB pistol and a slingshot.
That's my arm.
96.1.
Ross, you know that I am a very socially awkward young man, and although not very self-indulgent, I do indulge in the self a bit.
Oh, 100%.
I was at a hotel when I was staying in Perth just for a little bit. I had a little...
You can stay with your family.
No, I did, Michael Ross. I don't want to go into it too much.
Okay.
But there was a lovely little night away where I went, oh, I live like this all the time. What do you mean?
Treat myself.
I stay in hotels. Anyway, so I had to check into this hotel for this one night only event. Nice. And the guy's like, you know, they ask that typical hotel question of like, oh, so...
Do you want the single bed or do you want the double bed?
Would you like two spoons with that tub of ice cream? No, they basically said, he's like, are you here for work?
Ah.
And I was like, you know what? I am here for work. I am. And I was like, yes.
I am in Perth for work.
Yes. And he's like, what do you do? And I was like, you know what, Mitch? Say it.
This is the one time.
Because you know how I don't, like... Despite popular belief, I don't like saying stuff like, if I'm there for stand-up, I don't like saying it because you're not famous. So they're kind of like, oh, really?
Oh, so you went with the stand-up. You didn't go with radio.
Well, because I was there for stand-up. True. I didn't want to lie.
But all they asked was, what do you do?
And that was thinking, I was like, oh, I'm a comedian. I do keep it broad. I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. And the guy's like, oh. He's like, I thought your face looked familiar. And I went, in my head, I was like, it's not.
No.
Like, that's the first one you do. You're like, it's... This is.
Where were you that he thought that you were someone of note?
I was at the Hyatt, so it was like a pretty decent hotel.
Yeah.
So he's probably thinking like, "Oh, he must do it."
Like, oh yeah, Mitchell. Yeah.
And he goes, I think I've seen you around somewhere. And I was like, oh, like maybe. And he's like, do you have a YouTube channel? And I went, yeah. And he's like, oh, maybe it's there. It's not.
No.
I've like 12 followers.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'll check it out. And he's like, I'll do it now.
Please don't.
And I was like, oh, I'm really in a rush. And he was like, okay, cool. Gave him my key. I went upstairs. Like 2 hours later, I had to come back down and get something. And I walked past reception, like hid, and I couldn't see him. I was like, yes, awesome. Quickly scurried down, made it past him. So now I don't have to put up with the awkwardness. Jumped in the elevator. There he was. He's like, checked out your YouTube channel.
Not yet.
Like, he's like, do you have another one? But it kills me every time.
Switch the mic, hit 96.1. We were talking about Kylie Jenner's sort of controversy at the moment.
Yes, if you're a Kylie Jenner fan or a fan of money or a fan of people getting accolades they don't deserve.
Imagine someone tuning in for that. I'm a fan of money. Tell me more.
Self-made billionaires. It's coming out, I think it was Forbes, you know, the basically says all the rich people things. And they said that Kylie Jenner made a list of the youngest self-made billionaire. People are up in arms about it because they're like, she's not self,
no,
she's
not
self-made. Kim Kardashian has come out and said, no, no, no. She's not, she's been given millions, but she's self-made the billions. And I look at, I sort of agree with it.
I disagree.
Like, no, like I'm not, I wouldn't say it in public. I mean, I know I'm saying it on radio, but like, I get her like 1 + 1 = 2 type of like vibe here. Like she's going like self-made, she made the billions by herself. We gave her the millions. And you're saying you really don't like it.
I don't like it because it doesn't mean anything. If she, like I said in What's Trending, if she started at 999 million and makes one more simply through interest, her bank account could have been making the billion for her. She could have literally done nothing.
But does that not make her, like, does that not give
her... That's not self-made.
But does that not give her the win? Like, if no. I'm a 7'2" guy and I play in the NBA and then there's a 6-foot guy...
Oh, okay, let me tell you what it's like. It's like if you are Mitchell Tinley, 5'11", you put on some shoes and say you're 6 foot.
6 foot.
Like, that's what it is. You're not, but your shoes... Like, mate, you technically have reached that height, but you're not a self-made 6 footer.
I'm a self-made.
You're not
a
self-made.
That makes a lot of sense. If you don't know anything, Michael keeps trying to. He knows it.
He's
hurts
shorter
me.
Than 6 foot. He puts on shoes. He maybe gets close, but I don't think so because I'm.
How often, I'm honestly, quite close guys? To your height, how I'm, often do you walk around with no shoes on?
How often do you measure yourself with shoes on?
Well, how often do you wear them? That's what you are.
No, but if you go to the doctor and say we're going to take your weight, we're going to take your height, and he said, but you know what? You could leave on those 5 layers of clothing.
Well, how
you could
many,
leave on.
How many times do you go to the doctor?
Those ankle
mate?
Weights.
How many times do you go to the doctor? Like once or twice.
In your life.
In your life. That's it, mate. I am 6 foot. I know it's very visual, but I just don't like you downgrading people's achievements.
Okay.
And Kylie Jenner has earned that billion, okay? She was given millions. I get it. She got given some millions of dollars. We all get that. Okay, but she turned those into billions. She's a goddamn inspiration. I can't even keep that up.
No. Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, this comes from a place of love.
Yep.
Okay, I love Mount Gambier now. I consider myself a local.
Yep.
So when I say this, it's coming from the heart.
Okay.
Okay. There's been a perfect summary of Mount Gambier. So, I could not sell this town to anyone better.
So if you had to explain to someone, like, you're say, back in Perth or wherever else you're from, and you go, they're like, oh, you live in Mount Gambier, and you got to sum it up in a sentence or something.
Well, I'm going to sum it up in a page, basically. And the page is the front of the paper. This is a perfect snapshot of Mount Gambier as a town. Okay?
You're holding the local newspaper?
Headline.
Yep.
We have Johnny Farnham.
Talk of the town.
He's talk of the town. Red Hot Summer Tour was announced. It's a huge music festival that comes here every year.
It's massive.
We love it down here. We love the music.
Yes.
Then over here, indoor pool, focus group considered.
Yes.
Because we love sport on the Limestone Coast. We love this indoor pool. It was talk for months.
Yep.
For months we were getting the petition.
And then there, I see...
And then down here.
It's about someone crossing the road or some driving.
Sure.
What's the headline?
Traffic is sentenced.
Ah, yes.
Former Mount Gambier man caught with almost 9 grams of pure methamphetamine. It's an excellent snapshot of Mount Gambier, you know, where we love music. And up here is artists. Artists discovers. We got cars. We love cars.
We do love cars.
We love cars.
And footy.
Footy. We love footy.
It ticks all the boxes. If there was only a panel, if there was two more panels, Pioneers basketball and how much we hate Mitchell and Michael, that would be the absolute peak of the Mount Gambier paper.
There's so much going on and a little bit of a drug problem, but it's okay. It's perfect.
We will get through... That is amazing. Speaking of John Farnham, I sung that on Friday when I was in Perth. Little, you're the voice on the sun. And I was like, guys...
Singing is a...
I said, if you don't win the game, I'll sing again. And they're undefeated ever since. But no, Mount Gambier, we love you.
The perfect way, if you ever need to explain it to someone not from Mount Gambier, just show them the front page.
What day is that?
That is today... Tuesday, July 17th.
Pick up a border watch.
Pick up a border watch.
It's not an ad.
It's a snapshot.
But it is a snapshot of our lovely
it's
little
the town.
Town
you live in. Across Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. Coonawarra cellar dwellers on this July. Check it out at coonawarra.org.
Now, Michael Ross, you're in a relationship. How would you feel if your significant other cheated on you with you asleep right next to them.
Well, that would be even worse than even if I like wasn't around, wasn't asleep.
Absolute travesty.
It'd break my heart.
It would break your heart. Now, imagine you just finished a holiday, or you were going on a holiday, and on the plane you're like, "Oh, just get a few hours of sleep." And as you sleep, your beloved girlfriend cheats on you with the guy next to her.
Just because we're on holiday. It's not a free pass. It's just a holiday.
It's not
a holiday from us.
Yes.
It's a holiday from life, not from us.
Yeah, you break away from the state. You know, some people have those rules. Not if they come with you. Now, I was on the plane on the way back to lovely little home of the Limestone Coast. And it was Jetstar's very small flight, like extremely small flight. The seats, even smaller, I reckon. It was insanity.
But a large number of people on a small flight?
Yes. And I was on the aisle seat, and a girlfriend was in the middle, and the boyfriend was on the window seat. He went to sleep almost straight away. I think he had a problem with, like, planes, because she was, like, kind of, like, really soothing him. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay, you know? And so he fell asleep He fell asleep quite early. She fell asleep not too long after. Now, I'm a 6 foot large man. being in those seats, I found difficult. Okay, so I couldn't sleep at all. And this girl in the middle fell asleep. Now, I don't know if maybe we turned too quickly in the airplane, but she forgot what side her boyfriend was on.
Oh.
So she leant her head on my shoulder. And if there's one thing I've got in life, it's nice little shoulders. And she rest her head there.
Your shoulders are little.
And she chucked her head on there, though. She just kind of, and I was like, oh, that's normal. Like sometimes a person next to you on the plane, their head might fall on your shoulder or something like that. She then threw her far leg over her own leg to stay comfortable. She's asleep.
Okay.
That leg has just kind of covered a little bit of my knee, you know, just a little bit over the top.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, I don't really want to, because if I push her off, she might wake up. That's a bit like, it's a bit kind of confronting. She's like, oh, no, she'll be super embarrassed. We're only an hour into the flight. Then her left hand, so looking like she's cuddling up on the couch, her left hand has scaled up my hip and onto my chest. And she has caressed me like I'm the love of her life. And I did not know what to do.
You've got to wake her up at that point.
The flight attendant came past and went, oh, isn't that sweet? And I went, it's not my girlfriend. And she was like, oh, like, but isn't that sweet? And I went, that's her boyfriend. And she was like, what? And then we just laughed. But I stayed like that the rest of the flight.
Well, she didn't wake up.
No, she then ended up kind of moving in her sleep away.
Yeah.
And I just never talked about it again. I'm just...
Okay.
But it's like, was I an accessory to cheating? Is that cheating?
I guess because she was asleep. If anything, you're in some hot water, my friend.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Let me know. Is that cheating? Is that bad? Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page.
She was asleep, though. Surely it's not. No, but like...
I would have hated to be tuning in right now.
He probably woke up and was like, oh, she's doing it again. We've all had a guest who's kind of overstayed their welcome at some point. Maybe they've stayed a bit too long after dinner or a bit too long on your couch. But has your guest ever racked up nearly $30 million on their bill?
Who?
Julian Assange.
Oh, I was going to ask you, that was my guess.
Julian Assange has been in the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK for 6 years now.
Long time.
He's been sort of holed up there.
For WikiLeaks. Sorry.
Well done. Because he's afraid that England would extradite him back to Sweden.
England. I thought it was US.
The first step would be getting back to Sweden, because Sweden apparently say, we want to question you further in regards to allegations made 6 years ago.
Oh, yep.
Assange said there was no basis to those claims. He was cleared to leave, so he feels no obligation to head back, because they said, no, you can leave the country.
Yep.
So he doesn't want to leave. He's been in Ecuadorian embassy for 6 years, and he's racked up about $27 million it's cost.
Ow.
So it's cost the Ecuadorians $6.6 million, because they've had to set up extensive intelligence operation that was to monitor, like, Scotland Yard, visitors who would come and go, and Julian Assange himself.
Yeah.
So that's cost about $6 million in Ecuadorian taxpayer money. But then this one, I didn't realize it cost this much. The UK have spent $21 million, £12 million, guarding the embassy 24/7 until 2015.
Whoa.
So for about 3 years, for half the time he was in there, it was guarded 24/7 in case he tried to leave, and it cost the UK $21 million.
It cost them.
It cost the UK. He's in the Ecuadorian embassy, and it cost the UK $21
million. Whoa.
It's crazy.
Why? Why? Just let it go.
But now, the Ecuadorians don't want him anymore, and they're apparently devising, like, in talks with the UK to get him out.
Oh.
Of their own, like, it's like calling the police to be like, he won't leave my house.
That's like that story of when they went to court with their parents and they had their son that said he wouldn't leave the basement.
Yeah, they had to get like a restraining order on their own son to make him leave.
How funny is that? Like Julian Assange, like, I mean, I'm assuming he's pretty smart and all that sort of stuff. And it all comes down to your parents want you to move
son,
out.
I think it's time you move out.
He's like, no.
You cost me $26 million. I think it's time. You find your own place. You know, it'll be great. We'll get you a job.
How much is your kid cost?
You're just going to send me back to Sweden.
How much is your kid cost?
Mitch, what's going on?
Now, Michael, I don't know. I think no matter who you are, you're worried of this happening. The old pocket dial.
Yes.
The old pocket dial, pocket message. But what is even worse this day and age? The pocket send a photo. Because it's always your first sort of thing that pops up. If you're in like a messenger on Facebook, even especially like a group chat or something, it's always like, would you like to send this photo? And you're like, oh, Lord, no.
Not that one.
This one.
Without the pants.
But that has happened to a friend of mine. And I won't go into too much detail because I'm not too sure.
Where they've pocket dialed a picture.
So basically, we're in a group chat. We're all having a group chat. And sometimes people are kind of having like three different conversations in the one group chat. Like sometimes that happens. My mate, won't say who, sends, we get three pictures come through.
Okay.
We have no idea why. It's mid chat, mid conversation, talking about something completely different.
First picture.
Picture of his girlfriend. And they're having dinner. I just thought I'd build suspense on that one.
Okay.
They're having dinner. Like me and you looking at each other right now, like you take a picture of me, like across the
and
table.
Just holding your
pretty
plate,
much. Kind of thing. Very similar. Two more messages come through, two more photos.
Second one.
Screenshots.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to go into exactly what it is, but it's the equivalent of like, if you don't get me the money, I'm going to break your thumbs. So it's something.
So someone owing something.
It's something along the lines of that. I won't go into too much more. But we were just like, oh, your life's interesting. Like it was a lot of that. It was like, okay, you're getting up to much. His excuse was like, no, it's not mine. It's just something someone sent to me. Like is it like a screenshot of another conversation? And we were like, mate, whatever, we're not asking. I like my thumbs. But I want to know, like, what's the worst photo you've accidentally sent? Do you have... you're a very, like, smart man when it comes to things like that. But have you ever... Because I don't think you've received this, but our old boss and our old producer, who is a girl, has received photos of myself
of you
at times that were sent by accident instead of Excel spreadsheets or whatever I was trying to send.
Anything untoward? Was there any pictures of dinner or?
Oh, it was full doodle. But that's the thing, is it's laughable because you can laugh because it's always like intent, you know, like it's always like, oh, Mitch, you're naked there. But it was an accident, so that's okay.
We all know the truth, though. You were testing the waters. Oh. You were going, oh, I accidentally sent this one, unless you're okay with it, and then it doesn't have to be an accident.
Michael Ross, stop putting my moves on the air. But no, have you ever done that?
No, I don't think I've ever accidentally sent a picture.
Oh, no.
I sent the wrong thing.
13, 12, 16. People aren't saying case. If you're listening, have you ever sent a accidental picture to the wrong person? That's what I want to know.
there's heaps of things we already know that are just well-known, common sense, established facts.
Yep.
But science has to put them to the test.
Yes. For example, you got the flat Earth sort of theory where everyone's like, oh, but yeah, it could be flat. I haven't been up in space.
But we've done testing.
Scientists are doing the whole, like, we'll prove even the most simplest thing.
Exactly. Because it gets super simple, such as this discovery in 2007 that people change clothes based on the weather.
Wow, really?
That was a discovery made by researchers from Italy and Denmark. It's a little bit more interesting than that. This one I don't mind because what they actually mean is even though we live inside and so you come to work and work, your workplace always runs a controlled environment.
Yeah.
It's always about like 21 degrees.
Yeah.
You will still dress warm or cold, probably because you have to travel outside.
Yeah, that still doesn't make any
sense. But I'll give them that we forget about where we're going and only dress for what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, or how's this for some simple science? Cereal tastes better with milk. Confirmed by science.
But that's a taste thing.
Confirmed in chili? No, it's...
Don't have cereal in chili.
Intermolecular interactions in the flakes matrix could be weakened by the plasticizer, leading to the solubilization of some components and a decrease in mechanical integrity. What does that mean? That means water makes cereal soggier than milk.
Oh, really?
That's what all that jargon just means.
Quickly, I had a cousin that used to put juice in his cereal and two birds, one stone.
My grandma does that as well. Yeah. But that, according to science, would make your cereal worse. The fat in milk keeps your cereal crunchier and better tasting. And finally, the best one is experts have good intuition. So they discovered that experts know more than you do.
They had to prove. Why did they prove this? This is like when you bring out facts. Sometimes you're like, I already know this. It's not helping the situation. But look how smart I am.
They did this in a really weird way, though. They did it with handbags. I feel like this was just a whole ad for like Versace and Dolce and Gabbana.
What was it?
It was that an expert is someone who owns three or more handbags of proper quality. They then show them.
So every woman ever.
They then show them a knockoff Versace and a real Versace, and they say, make a immediate decision, which is real, which isn't. And the experts could pick it easier. So that's the thing of, they know, so therefore they know. Like, it's such a weird experiment to figure that out.
Cool.
But there you go. That's what science is doing.
Science.
Bringing you the common sense, but with the evidence.
Love it.
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1.
And Michael Ross,
yeah.
If you have a baby or anyone else has a baby, and you're like, hey, is my baby's name unique? Well, listen to this, because it might be or it might not be. I've got some names of babies in South Australia that are the only people registered with this name.
Okay, so they're the only people in all of South Australia to hold a name.
Yes, unless people out there would like to correct me. Would be like, hey, my name's Wallaby.
And I'm not on the register.
Yes, first name for girl, Wallaby.
Wallaby.
Wallaby. We got Wallaby, Kindle.
Kindle.
Kindle's the closest to like...
Do they like to read?
It's like a New Zealand Kindle. Kindle.
Kindle. That's probably what happened. They're like, what would you like the baby's name to be? Kindle. Kindle.
K-san?
No.
Yep, K-san for girl. I didn't mind that.
Like It sounds like a girl's name.
If we can get over Jimmy Barnes, it's K-san. Not bad. Then you've got Amnesty, Starlet, Favour... Get me a...
Can you do us a favour?
moving on. Moon, Peaches, Marie.
Moon? Only one person is called Moon. I'm surprised by that. I thought Moon would be one.
Kaisley and Snow.
Most people go with Luna.
Peaches, Marie. If you call your baby Peaches... Marie. Please welcome to the stage!
Peaches Marie!
Also, moving on. So out of the girls, what would you name... What's the name that like really got out to you and you went, I like that one?
There's one just called Snow.
Yeah, Snow.
Snow works okay, but I actually, K-san sounds like a like
Let's go
a
with K-san.
Name.
Let's lock it in. For K-san. South Australia, these are South Australian names K-san. Where only one baby is named that. K-san has won that. For the boys.
Yes.
We got Trick.
Trick.
Because I think it's funny. Like, I'm pregnant, and the boyfriend's like, what? And she goes, oh, no, it's the trick.
It's true.
He's like, I'm still not lying.
He called you true.
Rain Wolf.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Wolf. I bet he's German.
He's powerful.
Mercury.
Okay.
Yeah. Iron.
Why is so many metals? Is this the same family?
Comet. God Love.
Cupid. Dasher, Prancer.
Blitzen. Echo. Shine. Rhythm. And MacGyver.
I'm going with MacGyver. I'm sorry, Abby. Our baby will be called MacGyver.
Oh, Michael Ross has already named his baby, which is due any moment.
Kaysan and MacGyver.
Kaysan and MacGyver. Those are South Australian baby names. In South Australia, there is at least one person.
Yeah.
There's only one person. And there is at least one person with those names.
It's Mitchell and Michael. New Sport Weather's on the way in 96.1. Mitch, do you have a man cave?
No, I have a house.
You have
it's
a house.
All mine.
Your whole so thing whole, is a cave.
The whole thing is a cave. Yeah, many times.
I once had to go and wake up the angry bear inside the cave.
A lot of people in there do often have to get rescued.
Terrible. Anyway, lots of people on Limestone Coast, Mitch, have man caves. I was talking.
Yeah, we have heard that a lot, like rural, and not just like a room.
No. That's like that's more my style.
Because what do you got?
Because I've got like a sort of games room that I can go into to play like music or video games and things like that.
Or do accounts.
No, that's the study. But at the back of my house, I have a big shed.
Yeah.
And one of the areas of the shed.
It's okay. It's just quickly, it's not a shed. It's a dungeon.
It's a dungeon. I like to call it a dungeon. It's got like offcuts of carpet, but it does have like an old stove and there is like workbenches in there and things like that. Yeah. And I think someone did use it as a man cave.
Or a place to live because they couldn't leave.
But I want to know, if that was his man cave, how basic, how shocking do they get?
Yeah, because it does look like an old, like if you watch, I don't know, like Ned Kelly. It looks like where Ned Kelly would have lived. Like
where he would have hidden from the police.
Yeah, like the same technology and everything. So it's like, what makes it a man cave?
Well, that's the thing I want to know. So 13, 12, 16.
Yep.
When is a man cave? Like, how basic can it be for it to be a man cave? Either tell us about your one, or if your partner, if he has one, tell us, like, oh, it's shocking. He just has a seat in there and a small radio, but he goes there every night. Like, I want to know, like, how basic can it be, but do you just love going there? It's your world,
your man cave. Tell us about your man cave.
13, 12, 16, you can walk away with a Subway footlong voucher, then you can eat the Subway in the man cave. Happy days. Give us a call. 3216. Tell us about your man cave at 96.1. The question we're asking at the moment is, do you have man shed? How basic can it be? What have you got in there? You know, we just want to know about your man sheds. Cause
oh, sorry. When you said that really quickly, it sounded like you said a man's head. What?
Your man cave, your man shed.
Yes.
Where you're hanging out the back, because I have a shed in the back of my sort of acre. It's huge.
Dungeon.
It was obviously a cave. It now looks like a dungeon. I don't like it. I don't go in there.
Yep.
I assumed it was a very basic man cave.
But we have noticed that man caves in Limestone Coast are huge. Everyone's got one.
Everyone loves them. We got Jace on the line now. Tell us about your man cave, Jace.
Well, they start off pretty basic, some of them, mate, and then they just you keep on building on them.
You've got one?
Yep.
Yep. What did you start with?
Just a shed, fire.
What have you got in there now? What's your pride and joy?
My collection, just old antiques and stuff.
Oh. What do you like to collect? Anything?
Yeah, whatever, just as long as it's old.
Not, like, it's not a dungeon, though. We've clarified that, yes?
No.
Okay,
no. So
not people. Okay, you got a TV in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have the boys around, or is it just your cave?
No, the boys are around every now and then.
Oh, that's cool. Well, mate, I'm glad. And we'll be around Friday. We'll be around Friday.
No worries.
Thanks,
Jace. Easy, brother.
This is Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1.
Now, Michael Ross, we have only, 2 minutes left in the show?
Less.
So I need to get this out because this is super important.
Okay.
Someone sent me a message here
right.
On the weekend. It was quite hilarious. It was a photo. Okay, I think she's been a winner on the show before, but I'd like to show this photo. You tell me what's in it.
It is me at the shops. I'm looking at the floor for some reason.
What it is
I'm in the checkout of Coles.
Someone has taken a photo and gone, look what I found, and it's Michael Ross at the shops, and I want to open it up that if anyone can take a photo of Michael Ross in the everyday life and send it to me, I will find the prize for the best photo. If you guys can see Michael Ross in his habitat...
Are you going to turn the people into paparazzi?
Yes, I would like the people to turn into paparazzi. If you see a photo of a picture of Michael Ross, you see Michael Ross, take a picture, send it to me. I'll find something for you. I'll find something for the best prize. Also, we've got to draw a coffee here. Michael Ross.
Yes, we do.
Do we have the drum roll?
Yes, we do. The winner. The coffee hit for this week is...
Amanda.
Yeah.
Where does she work? Applause. Unity Housing.
Okay. We'll be taking your order and bringing you 6 coffees from Sugar and Spice, because every great day begins with a Sugar and Spice coffee.
Now, why is Sugar and Spice so great?
Why are they so great? Well, it's more than just great coffee, because they made the paper because they went to the national comps for best pies and pasties.
How many medals did they win?
They won 14 silver and 8 bronze.
Oh, they would have beaten Russia, even if they did dope.
They killed it, because they're more than just great coffees. They also do pies and pasties that are delicious.
Yes, check it out. And we are out of here. Anything you need, hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page or your favourite podcast app, The Mitchell and Michael Show. My name is Mitchell Tilley.
My name is Michael Ross.
Take pictures of Michael Ross and send them to me. The best photos will get a prize.
Please don't.
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.